I wanted to talk about the problem with manifesting. So when we think about manifesting, when we're talking about the law of attraction or manifestation, usually we're trying to manifest a specific thing or a person or a place. So you might be trying to manifest a new car or a specific person or a place could be somewhere you want to visit, somewhere you want to go on holiday, whatever it is. Usually, we're trying to manifest things that seem to be outside of us, and we're trying to draw them towards us or bring them to us or trying to attract them into our lives. And the issue here is that if we feel that we are missing these things, we are trying to manifest or trying to attract them from a place of lack. We feel that we are lacking these things, and in order to feel better, we have to have these things. And we're using manifestation as a means to an end. And often we don't even realize it. We're just thinking, if only I have the thing, the new car, the new house, whatever it is, then I'll feel happy or I'll feel satisfied or I'll feel abundant or whatever comes up. So, if we're using manifestation as a means to an end, what is the end that we're seeking? What's the end result? And you may think the end result is receiving the thing that you're trying to manifest, but that's not the end. The end is the feeling that you're going to feel when you receive the thing. So it's not the thing itself, it's the feeling that you think you'll feel. And you want to manifest maybe a new job because you want the status, or you want to have more money, or you want to feel more satisfied in your work. Whatever is coming up for you, it's always the feeling that you want to feel. And the problem is that the feeling that you get from manifesting your desire, the feeling never lasts. Have you ever manifested something and you've manifested the thing that you've been waiting for and it feels great and you're feeling the good feelings, you're feeling happy, delighted, whatever it is you're feeling. And then after a few weeks, that feeling is worn off and the thing that you've manifested seems normal again. And you decide that maybe there's something new you want to manifest. So you want to manifest something new again to get back to those feelings of feeling good again. And on the cycle goes, it continues on and on. It's a never-ending cycle. And that's why we see people who are millionaires or billionaires who are still dissatisfied with life or with the amount of money they have. They still want more, 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 because they don't realize that it's not the things that are creating what they want, which is the feelings. It's that comes from within. So, what I'd encourage you to do as a solution to this, instead of trying to manifest things or people or whatever, situations, whatever it is, what I suggest is work on the feeling of a sense of fullness or a sense of wholeness or a sense of completeness. And when you work on that, really all those things can come to you in an effortless way, but you're not depending on them to feel good, to feel those feelings, because you're already going to your own source, yourself, which is unlimited, which is always available, which is infinite in the amount that you can feel, that's always there for you. So if you ask yourself, what does a sense of wholeness or a sense of completeness feel like to you? Ask yourself that question. To me, it feels like, have you ever been on holiday and there's nothing you need to do? You're just completely relaxed. You know that you've no chores, you've no to-do list, you've no worries or concerns. You're just completely relaxed in the moment. You're content, you're happy, you're completely relaxed. It feels like that feeling. Or it could feel like the feeling of If you have ever been in the middle of a task, it could be something mundane like cleaning the house, or if you're studying, it might be studying for an exam or doing something that you are putting all your effort into. And then when that thing is finished, that feeling of satisfaction, of completion that you get from that. It could also be that feeling you get at the end of the day when you've done your work, you've, for me, put the kids to bed, you've done all the things you need to do. And then finally, you can sit down and have some time to yourself and just relax. And that feeling of completeness, feeling of satisfaction, feeling of wholeness. Whatever completeness or wholeness feels like to you, it can also feel, like a feeling of not wanting anything because you feel complete. So tune into what that feels like for you, and then work on being that feeling or feeling that feeling as often as you can throughout the day. Just take little moments to capture that feeling. Take time out. A few seconds is all that's necessary, where you sit and you tune into that feeling of completeness. And you don't have to complete a task in order to feel it. You don't have to go on holiday. You don't have to be in any particular situation to feel it. It's always there for you because that's who you are. That's what you are. You are whole and complete in and of yourself. And you don't need to manifest anything to feel that. But the result is that when you feel that feeling of completeness and you're not striving to get somewhere, you're not struggling to manifest something, all of those things that you desire will naturally flow to you because that sense of completeness, that sense of wholeness, that feeling of having everything is so magnetic, it will attract everything you desire to you. And you will receive those things not from a place of lack, but from a place of completeness. And you'll enjoy those things even more because you're not relying on them to provide something that you think you don't have. You're not relying on the job or the new car or the clothes or whatever it is to give you that feeling. You're already feeling that feeling. So when you receive those things, they're even more enjoyable. You can enjoy them from that place of fullness and then welcome in the next new thing from that place of fullness and never have a sense of lack or emptiness or those feelings of not enoughness. You can always reside in that place. So hopefully this has helped you, and this is something that I encourage you to practice. Give yourself a little break throughout the day just to sit and capture that feeling and to reside in it. And the more you do that, the more you will rest in that feeling of completeness or wholeness. And the more you will find that things become effortless, and you'll find that the things you desired are coming to you, and there's no real effort involved in it. And it's really satisfying to live from this space. So practice it, see how you get on, and let me know.